AJ, you've said a couple times how much you would love to resign here. Has there been any progress at all on that front?
No, there hasn't been any progress going into the summer. Hopefully there's some conversations to be started. That mindset hasn't changed. I want to stay here. I think I can bring an element both on the ice and off the ice. With the leadership and the standard that I come into the rink every day and carry myself with. So I'm looking forward to those conversations. But I think it's looking positive, and that's the feeling that I have. So hopefully we can get something done.
There's been such a focus on guys honestly not wanting to necessarily be in Calgary over the last couple of years. It's refreshing to hear you sort of advocate for yourself and for the city and for the organization. So what is it that's made this place such a great fit for you?
I was put in a tough situation at the beginning of the season, being put on waivers in Boston, and when you get put on waivers, like I've said before, it's unknown. It's something that happens so quick, and kind of how I have all these emotions. You have 24 hours really to find your fate. So once Calgary picked me up, it was just such a seamless transition. They took care of everything, took care of my family, and I felt like I was really respected and valued once I came here. And I think the transition into the lineup and into this system and the group here was seamless. And I tried to do everything that I could every day to bring the best out of myself for this team, whether that was in practice or in games. And I'm really happy with how I personally did this year. My role is different from, guys up top in the lineup, so I got to find a way to bring that every night. And I pride my game on, my defensive game and my defensive exits and work on the wall and making sure that defense comes first, so that once I transition to the ozone, things will happen, things will open up. But I thought I did a pretty good job at that, bringing the energy, physicality, and standing up for my teammates and just trying to be the leader that I can be. Obviously, once I got injured, things, took a left turn, and I tried to battle back. I was playing pretty much with a broken foot when I came back. My stride wasn't right. I didn't have the speed to pop. I couldn't really bring that energy, and I was fighting through it. I don't have a deal. I have family to feed, and so I want to earn it. But ultimately, I had to take these last few games off. I just couldn't go through the pain. And did some MRIs and stuff, so I'm going to go back and make sure that things are good going into next season, take care of it this summer. So, and again, one of the things is how well this training staff and this team and the organization is taking care of my needs with this injury. Even going forward, they're going to be helping me out, making sure that everything's fine so I get back to 100%. So again, I'm super grateful for that. But come back to your question, for me, being Calgary, I like the city. I think there's so much to offer. Even having a family here, it's a very well oriented city. Both, you have downtown, you have the nice suburbs and stuff. But ultimately, the decision to wanting to come back here just was based off of how I was treated and how I interacted with everyone in the organization and how they took care of myself, but also of my family.
You talked about you're a defense-first player, but you did have a career year offensively despite missing some games due to injury and despite playing through a broken foot. Do you think you've got even more to give if you can play close to 82 next season?
Yeah, definitely. I see myself as a 20- to 30-point guy, honestly. Bounces here and there could go in your way, not go in your way, but ultimately, I play two games. I play the way I do. I feel more comfortable, and they're going to go in. But I've been pretty steady as far as these last 2 years with how many games I've played, with the production I've made. But I honestly think there's definitely room for more growth on the offensive side, definitely.
What are your impressions of this Flames team? We've been hearing from a few guys already who feel that really as next year they could be back in the playoffs and feel that they could be able to compete. What are your impressions of how this team is built?
There's a lot of young talent. There is, you know, hunger for more. I think everyone expects more. It was a disappointing season, and I think disappointing starts to the game, for sure. And, you know, it felt like we were always playing catch-up. But, again, we came out and competed against some of the top teams in this league, and we you know, in their buildings, at home here, we had some games against those top teams, and we took it to them. And that just shows you that, you know, once we find that consistency, we'll be able to be the team that we want to be. But until then, there needs to be a bigger focus on those starts, for sure, and being able to find that balance and find the role that we need to find as a team, not only, you know, personally, but collectively as a group, find ways to grind these games out and find ways to get points. And I thought we didn't do that this year, and it was disappointing. And not making the playoffs is, you know, it sucks. It's like you get stabbed in the heart, right, every time, because then you're like, you're at home, you're watching the hockey. You don't necessarily don't want to watch it, but you still do. And, yeah, it's rewarding to make the playoffs, but it's definitely, you know, shots of the heart not making the playoffs, and you have a long summer to think about it. But the good thing is next year it's a clean slate, you know, and that motivation to make the playoffs has to come from day one. And, you know, like I said, young talent, a lot of good things to look forward to. And as you saw in the last few games too, I think special teams, it's there. It wasn't clicking at first. Our PK was doing well. And then once the power play started going, PK kind of dipped a little bit. Once we get those things down, like, just how many more games could we have won with a consistent special teams, you know, doing well? I think we're in the conversation for sure. So we got to find an identity. I think that's the biggest thing. I think we're still searching for that identity. And they're trying to transition young guys into the lineup. And you know, you always hear about rebuilding and retooling and all that stuff. But you want to make playoffs every year. Like, you play to win. You play to be competitive and put yourself in the best spot possible. So I do feel like there's a bright future. But no one's going to take next year lightly. Like, no one in this league does. It just is what it is. You want to come in and you want to be the best team that you could be. So hopefully turn things around. And I thought the young guys did really well, though. And especially I was talking to Coach this morning, and I thought that Matty Coronado playing on the fourth line with us was, you know, a really good addition. Like, he's not a fourth line guy. Everyone knows that, right? But being able to build off of that, playing the right way in your D zone, playing, you know, a structured game, and then, you know, the offense is going to come. He's talented. He's gifted. It's going to open up. He's going to play on second, first lines. But at least having those building blocks and knowing how to play first. And yeah, we had good conversations. We have a good relationship together, and I'm really happy for how he's done. And hopefully, you know, it'll transition next year. But he's really good, in my opinion.